Just doing my workout. Tuesday's arms and back.
Well, you asked me to come by, sir.
Oh, did I?
Yes.
Ah, oh, it's a deep burn. Oh, it's so deep. Ah. Oh, I could barely lift my right arm because I did so many. I don't know if you heard me counting. I did over 1,000. You have your ubulus muscle that connects to the upper dorsalis. It's boring, but it's part of my life. I'm just going to grab this shirt if you don't mind. Just watch out for the guns. They'll get you.
We'd like to take a little time out on this part of the album. Dedicated song to all the ladies out there.
The creeps.
I mean, everywhere. And we talking about just in Cali, we talking about everywhere. You know? Check it out. Yeah. Staring at baby in the corner. Thinking about what line can I use to push up on her. First rule as a Mac, you got to keep it true. Cause see, that's the type of shit that had the brows all into ya. Conquer her mind, it's the final tap. And you can hit it from the front, sideways in the back. Cause I love it when they come in sex and chocolate. I have them open and I haven't even knocked. Yeah.
See, I love to hear them stories about that motherfucking drama. Since I dropped on the scene from the legs of my mama, I hear my niggas out there tripping, flipping dough to them hoes, sipping brown here soliciting. I understand that they fine and shit, but is they worth you breaking off a percentage of your grip just to touch the tip of the clip while you work hard for your cash? Keep buying that ass, trick buying that ass.
I mean, I might just break myself because you know you look so good to me. I mean, the way you wear your hat, I mean, you might just get it off of me. I mean, I might just break myself because you know you look so good to me. I mean, the way you wear your hat, I mean, you might just get it off of me.
You know what a nigga really love is for a bitch to take me home and cook me some grub and then fuck shit out of me. Because that's the type of shit that separates a woman from a bitch. And all women ain't queens, some are sluts like me. All of it ain't top charts clap. I'm playing Teddy Pendergrass with the lights lamp. And see, I don't know if you a woman or a house.
See, it ain't that serious, I'm curious what you fools be thinking. Maybe our niggas dicks is shrinking. See, them bros gotta get it when they need it, and I be feeding it while you other niggas is eating it. So is it true for conversation? No hesitation is made. A little boy get the back fade. I come through in that V12 humping, dick jumping, looking for a little something, something.
I mean, I might just break myself because you know you look so good to me. I mean, the way you wear your hair, I mean, you might just get it off of me. I mean, I might just break myself because you know you look so good to me. I mean, the way you wear your hair, I mean, you might just get it off of me.
Usually flow all the time. Yeah, them whores, honey, is in bad shape up there. Yeah, honey, the whores in such bad shape. One whore said to the other whore, she said, honey, she said, ain't no money on these streets no more. She said, hell, I'm gonna join the church. So the other whore, she didn't really believe she was gonna join the church, you know. So anyway, she says, well, bitch, if you gonna join the church, I'm going that Sunday and see you join. So that Sunday, the two whores go to church. Time on the street, she goes up front. When they open the doors of the church, you know how they do. When they open the doors of the church, they say, come.
What's going on, y'all? God damn, yeah, Big Mike, the almighty Triple XL, man. Fat Mac up in this motherfucker, doing what I do, analyzing and critiquing just everyday bullshit, man. And today, that's right, this is the Mac City Limits. And you can check out these joints at ChronicCastBlogspot.com. ChronicCast Radio, hosted by that nigga Taylor May. And also, y'all need to run over there and fuck with my motherfucking partner, Dope Man, at HoodBoxOffice.com. And, you know, check out some of that shit, man. Real hood shit all day, every day, man. And in keeping with the tone, in keeping with the flavor of the whole show, my podcast show, we gonna do some more hood shit today. And, we're going to interject a little bit of intelligence into it. I really wouldn't say that today. Nah, you won't be injecting too much intelligence in this motherfucking shit today, because basically I'm going to tackle a phenomenon that's going on not only in the black community but worldwide, especially, just in all sorts of neighborhoods all across the United States. And we're going to tackle the whole concept, the whole vibe of swag. That's what we're going to do today, man. We're going to fuck with that. And I really wanted to boycott the whole concept of swag, because I'm so sick of everybody and they goddamn mama talking about they got swag. Yeah, I got swag and I'm a swagaholic and, my swag got swag. And y'all don't heard me talk about this shit before, how irritated I am with these bandwagon ass niggas, swag, swag, swag. And I think what really irritates me about this shit is, I don't know if it really is swag, when a motherfucker is out there doing what he doing, a bitch is really digging a motherfucker. I guess you can call this. You gonna understand what the fuck I'm talking about a little later on when I get into the show, man. Because I want to tackle the concept and the definition of swag today. That's what we gonna do. And I guess we will be dealing a little bit of intelligence today, because when we go ahead and analyze and critique things, that takes a modicum of intelligence. We just don't want to accept anything for what it is on face value. We really want to look at shit for what it really is, man. And that's what I want to do. And so, without further ado, I can't boycott the word swag today, because if I boycott the term or the word or the concept of swag, I can't really do the show now, can I? That's right. So that's what we're going to do today. We're going to take a swag test. We're going to see if you have swag. Okay? That's what we're going to do. Right here at MaxCity.com, the Max City Limits. Get out your pen and paper. Get out the pad. And you're going to take a swag test. And when I do this shit, I know it's going to sound kind of silly. And y'all gonna be like, nigga, you're playing games, you're joking and all this kind of shit. But no, nigga, I'm not joking. I'm not playing no games. I've been out here in these streets hardcore, nigga, for like 7 years. And basically, I'm going to give you what it is to have swag. Because all the bitches that I know and all the bitches that I fuck with, the characteristics that I'm going to hit you with are characteristics of niggas who they deem have swag. And it's just ridiculous to me, because I just can't. I'm like, this nigga right here, he's got swag, bitch. Are you serious? This the type of motherfucker that, you gonna fall for? That just, to me, I scratch my head and I'm just flabbergasted at some of the niggas that these hoes fuck with who they claim have swag. So that's right, today we're gonna take the swag test. The positives and the negatives therein. You're going to see if you indeed have swag. But before we do that, we're going to get into a little bit of music. Just a little bit. Yes, and we're going to slow it down, man. We're going to be on some chill shit today. You know what I mean? And we're going to probably play some old outlandish ass weird shit too. I just get tired of playing all the same old bullshit every day, man. So that's right, Fat Mac, Triple XL, Big Mike up in this bitch. I'ma holler.
Baby, nobody, baby, nobody. And who
Let's get down to the brass tacks. Let's get down to goddamn business. That's what we're going to do. We're going to look at the very concept of swag. And like I said, get your pens and paper out. And let us take the test, man. So without further ado, we are going to take the swag test. Are you ready? All right. Keep in mind, I'm not going to be bullshitting. Everything that I'm hitting you with is tried and true ass shit. Everything I'm hitting you with is actually the characteristics of a motherfucker that actually has swag, according to the bitches that I know in the streets. Okay? So, here we go. This shit gonna be crazy. All right. Number one, have you ever been to jail, prison, or have, i.e., a criminal record? Did you hear me? Now let me repeat that. Have you ever been to jail, prison, or i.e. have a criminal record? Now come on, let's be fair. Now I'm not saying jaywalking, nigga. I'm not talking about speeding tickets. I'm not talking about loitering. I'm talking about aggravated assaults, aggravated menacing. I'm talking about domestic violence, drug possession, selling drugs, even attempted murder, motherfucker. That's what I'm talking about. That's the kind of shit I'm talking about. Hoes love motherfuckers that's been to jail, you know, have prison records, done prison time, or have extensive criminal records. Now, I know you're probably scratching your head like, nigga, are you serious, motherfucker? Look, this is what I'm telling you. That I told you, I've been in these streets 7 motherfucking years, man, and it seems like the more goddamn jail time a nigga has done, it seems like the more extensive a motherfucker's criminal record is, the more swag he has. I'm not fucking around, nigga. I'm telling the truth. Shit, these bitches is ass backwards, man. So, if you have a criminal record, if you've done extensive prison or jail time, God damn it, give yourself a plus, nigga. You're well on your way to having swag. Jesus Christ. It's tough to be a man, baby. So that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. So go ahead and give yourself a big fat plus for that one, nigga. All right. Number two, do you sell drugs or gangbang? All right. Well, like I said, that's kind of like in the same realm of jail time, prison, and having a criminal record. But selling drugs and gangbanging does not necessarily mean that you've done jail time. Does not necessarily mean that you've been to prison. Does not necessarily mean that you have a criminal record. Doesn't necessarily mean that you've gotten caught. But bitches love motherfuckers that sell drugs and gangbang. Now when I'm going down this list and, you know, giving you the whole swag rigmarole, nigga, you're gonna see a certain kind of theme. And when I get done with it, you know, giving you all the pluses of the whole swag phenomenon, you're gonna see a theme. You see what I'm saying? So right then and there, like I said, number two, do you sell drugs or do you gangbang? Hoes love drug dealers and gangbangers, man. Shit. Well, like I said, if you're selling dope and if you're gangbanging and shit, give yourself a plus, nigga. That's a swag point. Okay, number three, do you abuse women physically, mentally, or both? Yeah, good old dose of domestic violence, DV, man. You know, you could be physically abusing bitches or mentally abusing them, man. Don't really matter. Or you could just go for the coup de grace, nigga, put the icing on the goddamn cake and do both at the same time. Hoes love abusive motherfuckers, man. And I know hoes is out there talking about, oh, nigga, you crazy, you bullshitting, and yeah, maybe them stupid ass ghetto bitches you fuck with. I'm trying to tell you, all broads, man, love a motherfucker to give them hell, man, physically and mentally. So once again, on number three, if you are physically and mentally abusing bitches, give yourself a swag point, nigga. Okay, let's go to number four, goddammit. Can you hit the pussy all night long? Okay, well, this is one that all hoes can agree with right here. I'm trying to tell you, man. A lot of bitches is on that shit real good. They can deal with a motherfucker that's not necessarily packing, so to speak. But one thing bitches really hate is a two-minute brother. They hate a motherfucker to jump up in it and last for fucking 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes. They hate it. They hate that shit, nigga. So if you one of them brothers that's really got that stamina and shit on some real shit, give yourself a swag point. Man, how you doing so far, cuz, huh? How you doing? Are you swagalicious? Are you a swagaholic? God damn it. Like, once again, number four, can you hit that pussy all night? Let's go to number five, nigga. Five. Can you fight or have a propensity for violence? Are you violent, nigga? You know what I mean? Basically, I'm just saying, if you're in a situation where someone's talking crazy to you, what are you more apt to do? Turn the other cheek, walk away, and just ignore the shit, or smack a motherfucker in the mouth? Well, if you one of the type of motherfuckers that you would just smack a nigga in his mouth, give yourself a swag point. That's right. Hey, we don't have any goddamn room for no pussy ass niggas that want to talk his way out of shit. Hoes ain't on that shit. That don't get a bitch wet. A bitch wants you to goddamn put your hands on the next nigga and possibly do jail time or get your brains blowed out, niggas. You know what I'm saying? Hoes love that shit. So if you want to make a bitch pussy wet, you got to be violent, man. You fuck all that Dr. King Gandhi shit, motherfucker. You, hey, smack a nigga in his mouth, huh?
Nigga, who you talking to, nigga? Shit, motherfucker. Shit, you don't know me.
Yeah, swag point. Number six, real simple shit right here. Do you wear name brand expensive clothes? That's right, hey, ain't no generic shit can be worn, you know, next to a bitch, man. A bitch wants you to wear the finer things in life. That's right. Fuck wearing, you know, a typical $40, $50 sneakers or some shit that you can get a Payless, motherfucker. A bitch wants you to wear $150 Jordans, man. That's swagalicious. Fuck the dumb shit, motherfucker. That's what I'm talking about. So, if you the type of nigga that you like to go out and get the Gucci, the Fendi, the Rockaware, the Coogi, the fucking, you know, whatever the fuck, you know, if you're paying an inordinate amount of goddamn money just for somebody's motherfucking name to be worn on your ass or on your feet, hoes love that shit, man. They love it. Shit, so if you type motherfucker that you just pay ridiculous amounts of money just to wear some name brand shit, just to wear the next nigga's name on your ass, Get yourself a swag point. How you doing so far? Huh? Okay, let's go to number 7, goddammit. Number 7, do you wear your hat or your baseball cap anyway except the fucking way it's supposed to be worn? So what are you saying there, Mac? What are you saying, man? I'm saying, man, are you the type of motherfucker, right? You know, you wear your baseball cap to the back, or you wear it to the side, or you wear it at a 45 degree angle, or anything kind of shit like that. You can't wear it the correct way. You can't wear it like frontwards, nigga, with the bill right up over your eyes and all this kind of shit. You gotta wear it, you know, the way a nigga would wear it. And I know that sounds kind of silly, man, but almost every bitch that I know that falls for a motherfucker with swag, I mean, don't know niggas wear they shit like, you know, frontwards. That's not cool, I guess. I don't know. But like I said, I've seen females fuck with a whole lot of motherfuckers in the streets. And every nigga that I've seen who who have been deemed to have swag got their hat on backwards or got it on sideways. Just some old stupid ass fuck shit, man. I don't know. But anyway, if you wear your hat like that, congratulations, nigga. Give yourself a swag point. Okay, let me see. This is an obvious one. Hey, do you wear gold, diamonds, platinum, you know, all kinds of jewelry? I mean, seriously, man. I mean, bitches love motherfuckers that wear jewelry. I mean, it's some old status type shit, man. You know what I mean? Platinums and golds and diamonds and all that kind of shit. And especially, oh my God, you really get swag points, nigga, if all the aforementioned shit that I just talked about is in your mouth. That's right, grills, nigga. You got to have grills. That's a swag fucking, that's a swag must, nigga. Okay, so go out, go ahead, get yourself some grills. That's right, get yourself some grills, nigga. Don't be just satisfied wearing the shit on your wrist or around your neck. No, you got to cram that shit in your mouth. Do you got that? Are you wearing that shit? Well, congratulations, nigga. Swag point. Okay, another obvious one. Do you drive a fly-ass whip with, you know, nice shiny wheels and shit and a booming system? That's common sense right there, man. It's common sense. Okay, I hope y'all paying attention, man, because like I said, all of these things that I'm giving you, I mean, it's the blueprint to the swag kingdom, man. You know, some of this shit is obvious, some of it is not. So go ahead and write that down. So if you got a fly ass whip, man, you got a nice ride and shit with the shiny, and especially if your wheels cost more than your car, swag point. That's right. Give yourself a plus. Let me see here. Number 10. Do you watch BET? Well, if you watch BET, give yourself a swag point. That's right. So what are you saying, man? Well, basically what I'm saying is, man, if you're the type of cat that you like to watch Discovery Channel, you like to watch Arts and Entertainment, you like to watch National Geographic, anything of an educational, you know, vibe or whatever on TV, that's not swagalicious, man. No, you've got to lower yourself to the lowest common denominator, man, and you've got to watch BET, and I'm not just trying to be funny, nigga. I'm seriously on some serious shit. 7 years of studying bitches and what the fuck they like out in these streets, what the fuck they consider swag, all these characteristics, all these things that motherfuckers have, all these things that these niggas is doing that I'm reading off right here. These is the niggas that they say have swag. Okay, so yes, niggas that watch a lot of BET got swag. Congratulations, nigga. If you was a BET head, give yourself a swag point. Number 11. Do you rap? Or is it your dream to be a rap star? That's right, goddammit. Hey, bitches love aspiring rappers. They love to see niggas, you know, put their hat to the back and roll up with the fly whip and just get out and start spitting bars, nigga. That's right. Rap your ass off. If you really want to get at a bitch, if you really want to sell yourself to a bitch, I mean, go ahead, nigga, just rap your nuts off. Bitches love aspiring rappers, man. Once again, case study in the streets. looking at hoes and looking at what the fuck they like out here and what the fuck they deem swagalicious. Aspiring rappers, wannabe rap stars. Go ahead, nigga. Get a microphone and handle yours. You feel me? Damn, where else can we go with this shit? Oh, I mean, this ties into the rap. Do you speak slang? Know what I'm saying? Know what I'm saying? Not me. No me, not me, know what I'm saying? Yeah? Basically what I'm saying is, nigga, you can't speak perfect English and get no pussy nowadays, motherfucker. You got to speak slang, man. If you're speaking fucking perfect Queen's English and shit, enunciating and pronunciating your words, that tends to turn these hoes off. That is not swag. That has nothing to do with swag. See, that means you're a square. That means you're a nerd, I guess, if you have a, you know, pretty extensive vocabulary. Bitches don't like that shit. Not dangerous enough for them. Oh, heaven forbid. Stupid ass bitches. Anyway, if you speak an inordinate amount of slang, give yourself a swag point. You're well on your way to getting pussy. Oh, and this is... we're going to deal with this last one right here. You know, it's like one of the last rules of swagdom. And, brothers, if you have at least 2, 3, 4, 5 tattoos. Hoes love that shit. Oh, yeah. Oh, you's a dangerous motherfucker. That's right. Got motherfucking tattoos, man. Bitches love that shit. I mean, yeah, you are well on your way to Lil Wayne status, nigga. That's right. So, if you're walking around with skull and crossbones and, you know, daggers or, you know, the name of your hood that you're repping on your stomach or your chest or whatever, nigga, you are well on your way to being knee-deep in pussy, man. Bitches love that swag points, motherfucker. Get some, nigga, for real. Hell yeah, man. So that's what I'm saying, man. Go ahead, visit a tattoo shop, man, a tat parlor, motherfucker, and just go tat crazy, motherfucker. That's what I'm talking about. Hell yeah. Man. Hey, I tell y'all what, man. I'll be back.
May I help you?
Yeah, I'd like to straighten out this funny little drinking problem I got.
You'd like to what?
Work on this drinking problem. People tell me I got a drinking problem. I seen your ad.
Yeah, well, what do you think you have?
Personally, I like it. I don't think I have much of a problem, but if everybody's telling me, there must be something wrong here.
Where do you live?
I live in Manhattan.
Well, my only and best suggestion to you would...
Yeah, well, you know, I always get complaints from the wife. You know, I'm coming around, kicking the dog upside down in the apartment, throwing shit around, busting things, you know?
Is that normal behavior for you?
I've always acted that way since I was young. I always had a bit of a temper. You know, some guy tells me in the street today I park a little too close to his car. I busted his jaw for him. I mean, I've always been high-wired like that, so I'm really not that... You know, that don't bother me, that shit. But, you know, if they say I got a drinking problem, we should check into it.
Well, you're the key to it. Why don't you go to an AA meeting?
Well, I don't think it's my drinking so much as my, you know, being high-strung. I'm liable to throw down at the drop of a hat. You know, you piss me off one way, you go the other way. I put a shoe so far up your ass, I get really pissed off fast. You know, other than the fact, too,
you're a psychiatrist.
Well, you know, other than the fact, too, I drink about a bottle and a half of Jack Daniels a day. I whack down a six-pack at night, you know, to calm my nerves.
How's this temper of yours when you don't drink?
Man, the tempers of my temper's always flaring like a pack of hemorrhoids. I'm nutty. I'm a crazy kind of guy.
Yeah, I can hear that.
I'm always swinging at the fences. You know, you get in my way, I'll roll right over you. I'm sick. But you think there's a problem with the drinking, huh?
Oh, I can't answer that. Only you can answer that.
Personally, I like myself. And I'll tell you the truth, you're getting on my nerves. I don't think I need any help with anything. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Okay, see you later there.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, Fat Mac, the Almighty 3XL coming at y'all. Man, hey, how did y'all do with that goddamn test, man? Do you have swag? Huh? Do you? Are you well on your way to being knee-deep in pussy, man? Well, basically, I did tell y'all that I was going to give y'all the crux of the whole situation when I got back. Because all that shit that I read off. A general theme about all these swag rules or swag characteristics is all of them point to a dude being a rebel, being dangerous, being out of the norm, just being an overall just badass type motherfucker, I guess, to these bitches and shit. So, shit, call it what you want, man. You know, the characteristics of the rules that I just gave y'all is, you know, you're a rule breaker, man. You're a maverick. You're a dangerous motherfucker, man. You keep a bitch on her toes and shit, man. So you're not a predictable ass nigga. So without further ado, what I'd like to do is just give y'all the obverse of what I just spoke on, man. And I'm gonna just tell you what turns bitches off in the streets, you know, when it come to dudes. And when I read these joints off, this is basically going to let you know that you don't have swag. Okay, and I'm not going to try and spend a lot of time on this shit, you know what I mean? Because basically, I mean, I just went through the positives of the swag. So you get some positive swag points. So once I read that, you could pretty much deduce that anything that I said on that list, if I say the opposite of it, you already know the positive of it. If I say the positive of it, you already know the negative of it. You understand what I'm saying? You understand? So, oh my God. All right. So the negatives of the swag, man. So if I read most of this shit off and you're guilty of any of this shit, go ahead and give yourself a big fat negative in the swag category. You feel me? All right. Once again, do you speak good English? Nigga, give yourself a big fat negative. If you want swag, you can't speak good English. Number two, do you have a job? Shit. If you have a job, i.e. specifically a fucking 9-to-5 job, that's not swag. No, you have to be a criminal, motherfucker. You gotta sell dope, sell drugs, I don't know, have a fucking, some sort of car theft ring or some bullshit. And I know y'all motherfuckers think that I'm playing, nigga. I'm not playing, man. These bitches out here, they love criminals, man. They love that kind of shit, man. So, nigga, if you got a fucking job, and they actually look down on motherfuckers with jobs. Because if you got a job, that means you're safe. That means you play by the rules. You know what I mean? And I'm not bullshitting, man. This is what I see on a daily basis. They would rather fuck with a nigga that's goddamn doing crime than have a 9-to-5. Not playing with you. Oh, and also, number three, do you watch Sci-Fi Channel, Star Trek, Lord of the Rings, Discovery Channel, Arts and Entertainment, National Geographic, or do you play Dungeons and Dragons? Shit. Seriously, motherfucker, if I just rattled off right there, man, if you're guilty of any of that shit, give yourself a big fat negative in the swag category, nigga. You can't play D&D, Dungeons and Dragons, for these hoes are like you. You can't, look at National Geographic or Arts and Entertainment, any kind of educational shit on TV. What the fuck is wrong with you? Trying to get pussy, man, not trying to get a degree. What the fuck? So, give yourself a big fat negative if you're guilty of any of that shit. Especially Star Trek. Took me a long time to understand that if you watch a Star Trek, you're pretty much considered a nerd. And I've been a nerd for a long goddamn time because I love Star Trek. Fuck you, bitch. Give a fuck. Anyway, let's go with number four. Are you educated or well-read? Nigga, education has nothing to do with swag. Nothing. So if you're educated, man, and if you read a lot of books, that does not translate, nor does that equate to getting pussy. No, it does not. Matter of fact, I've seen that to be a hindrance in most cases in trying to get some ass. So, that's right. Give yourself a big fat negative. If you're educated and if you read a lot of books, nah, nigga, we can't have that. I know it's kind of pathetic, but that's just the way it is. Number five, are you on your computer at least 2/3 of the fucking day? Man, y'all niggas gotta get off that computer, man, for real. You gotta get off the computer. You know, that's retarding your social skills, man. Real talk, if you're fucking around on a computer too much and you're not in bitches' faces, that's definitely no joke, no lie, real talk, a fucking swag deduction, nigga. That's a minus. You feel me? So, for real, get out, mingle, man. Get some sun, nigga. Ooh, okay, how about number 6? Do you love and respect women? Man, this sounds so fucked up, I know. But it just seems like the more you love and respect a bitch, man, the more they piss on you. You see what I'm saying? So y'all gonna have to get that shit out your mind that, hey, you know, the more I love, respect, and nurture, and, you know, hold woman in high regard and high esteem, you know, all that kind of shit. Bitches do not regard that as swag. They regard that as symptom. Yes, they see you as a sucker, a simp, a sap, all that kind of shit if you really love and respect women and you really go out your way to try and please them. So give yourself a big fat negative, nigga, if you think that's going to get you some pussy, because it's not. Women don't view that as swag. No. You got to be a dick. Okay, where would we go from here? Number 7. Would you rather talk? Nah, we already did that shit. Are you... Okay, how about this one? Are you a one-woman man? Well, I tell you what. If you want to kind of cast it like, just like to settle down, just have one woman and just be happy. Most women find that boring. Most women find that reprehensible. Most women claim that that's what they want. But as soon as they get it, a kind of a motherfucker like that, they trade you in for the motherfucker just got to county jail. You see what I'm saying? So, give yourself a fucking point deduction. Give yourself a negative on the swag meter. If you would actually entertain meeting a woman and settling down and just being with her. No bitch wants a goddamn dude that no other bitch wants. You understand that shit? Sounds fucked up. Sounds trite. Sounds cliche. 7 years of empirical studies in the hood shows that this is true. That's right, man. So if you really want to, you know, make your bitch happy, man, you know what I mean, at least give the air, at least give the tone that, hey, you're not the only one, bitch. You can be traded in at any time. You know what I mean? Keep her on her toes. Keep her thinking. Because once the bitch thinks she's got you, is once she thinks she's got you under her control, under her spell, it's a wrap, motherfucker. No more swag left. Shit. You're fucked. Okay, how about this one, man? Do you, like, have manners and are you well-behaved in public? Sounds kind of funny. I mean, that's just the most simple shit. You know, I mean, everybody should have some sort of modicum, some sort of inkling of just manners in public and shit. But it just seems like the more well-mannered you are, the less swag you have. You know what I mean? So, I mean, if you go to the goddamn movies, and we all know what happens when niggas go to the movies, motherfuckers is loud, motherfuckers obnoxious, motherfuckers talk to the screen and all this kind of shit, man. Just being really just out of control shit, disorderly conduct like a motherfucker. Yeah, if you have manners, if you respect others in public, get a goddamn point reduction on the swag meter. That's right, deduct a point. You're well on your way to not getting any pussy, nigga. None. That's right. I know it sounds fucked up. I know it sounds kind of stupid. But once again, 7 years of study. These are the kind of niggas that these bitches like. That's right. Okay, let's just do one more, man, because it's kind of trite. It's kind of redundant. But what the fuck? We got to take the swag test, because y'all niggas got to know what swag is and what the fuck swag ain't. Shit. All right. Do you listen to any other music other than rap and R&B? I know y'all saying, damn, niggas, is that deep? Yes, it's that deep, man. You don't want to confuse a bitch, man. And most bitches nowadays on a for real, man, I mean, I just want to keep it 100, man. They don't really have a lot of eclecticness in their soul, man. You know, you don't want to scare them is what I'm saying, man. Stick with what a bitch knows. Rap and R&B. If the bitch get in your ride, man, and you're playing some fucking Limp Bizkit, or you're playing some Maroon 5, or you're playing some Linkin Park, that's gonna confuse a bitch, man. Don't do it. Keep it real simple. Keep it real mundane. Throw in the Jay-Z. Throw in the Lil Wayne or whatever the fuck. Make the bitch feel at home. You know, this is what she understands. This is what she knows. So don't try and pull her too far out of her realm of understanding, because, I mean, you're trying to get the pussy. You're trying to turn the bitch on. And, I mean, truth be told, man, you throwing in some rap metal, or you throwing in some classical, or heaven forbid, some fucking country or whatever. Swag deduction, nigga. Swag deduction. You got to keep it thug. Got to keep it gangster. You got to keep it real, just trite. You got to keep it real stereotypical bullshit. So listen to rap and R&B all the time when you're in the ride with these bitches, man. You know what I'm saying? Don't try and take it to the next level. Don't try and expand the horizons or whatever. The key is getting up in the draws, and for you to be throwing in something that you think a bitch might be able to appreciate. You know, you're going to try and wow her with your worldliness. Negative, nigga. Negative. Give yourself a big fucking negative. Shit. Give yourself a negative swag point. So, how'd you do on the test, man? I mean, I'm not going to go any further. There's some other things that I could rap about, man. But I think that I've covered all bases with this shit. And this is the end of the swag test, man. So, go ahead. Write down your point deductions. Or write down your pluses in your swag test. And how'd you do? And once again, I know y'all probably thinking that, oh, nigga, this was a bullshit test. No, it's not. I'm trying to tell y'all, man, it is just this stupid in the streets. It really is. It really fucking is, man. So, without further ado, the Fat Mac Almighty 3XL, triple motherfucking XL, man. Out of this bitch, man. The swag test. Did you pass the motherfucker? Are you a swagaholic? Are you swagalicious? Does your swag have swag? Huh? Well, shit. Only heaven knows. And without that, or without further ado, I'm about to sign out. The Fat Mac Almighty 3XL coming at you live and direct from MacCity.com, the Mac City Limits, ChronicCastBlogspot.com. Shit, Chronic Cash Radio, motherfucker, hoodboxoffice.com, Young Dope Man, Taylor Made, and I'm out.
Dozen. Get your ass
out. What's up, nigga?
Get over there. Shit.
Fuck ass, nigga.
Come here. Come here. Damn it, who stopped that shit,
son? Hey, get the cab. Get him to hell. I'm coming at the house.
Stop your ass.
When the mic's involved, I won't sweat. I came in tonight to do what's right, to make your move, make your groove with the rhymes of recite.
I was listening to BDP when suddenly,
believe it or not, this is a remix. This is a remix. Yo, Doc, break it down like this. Break it down for Steady B. My name is Blastmaster KRS-One. Yo, Doc, break it down like this.
I'm serious, as serious to get, especially when the mic's involved. I won't sweat. I came in tonight to do what's right, to make your move, make your groove with the vibe of the sight. I'm so serious, I won't tolerate any posse, any fool, any single fake. Serious, when it comes to women, ain't about games, so make sure you're giving the S to the T, E-A-D-Y-B, microphones that's fire. For me and you plus your crew. And if you miss it now, then you're blue. Cause I'm going straight ahead, it ain't no reversing. Steady B is in the place, so stop searching. I came to rock you, that's the main reason. And after that's done, I still ain't leaving till I catch a couple beats, start the freak. And then you know, my job's complete, cause I'm serious.
the time to remix it. Yes, man, and BDP is definitely serious. Steady B, definitely serious. Cool C, definitely serious. Tad Money, definitely serious. Miss Melody, definitely serious. DJ Doc, definitely serious. Come again, Steady B, like this.
I'm gifted physically and mentally to make a rhyme as serious as I could be. Better and better, I get rougher and rougher. The MC suffer, they had enough of me. The young boy, they're scared and I'm failing. Of my attitude, it's serious. The pressure's on, all joking aside, cause I'm a maniac. So you suckers better hide a time and get paid. Don't act funny, especially when it comes to my money. I'm C to the death. My last breath will be kicking the rhyme till there ain't nothing left. Man, I'm not crazy. MCs don't faze me. Amateurs just don't amaze me. Yo, listen up. Tatters on the cut. And if you don't like it, who
wait,
gives
wait,
a...
Wait, hold it! We know! BDP is coming back to terrorize the suckers again. Yes, man. Yes, man. And we are definitely serious in today's 1999 society. BDP is always ahead of their time, and so is Steady B.